This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey. It's time to sip and spin. That's where we sip one select beer and spin one select album. On the turntable today, the 1974 domestic release of the self-titled debut record from the queen of glam rock, Suzy Quatro. She got her start in her hometown of Detroit, playing bass in an all-female band, The Pleasure Seekers. This was her first solo international hit, Can the Can. So make me stand for your man, honey. Try to can the can. Put your man in the can, honey. Get him while you can. Can the can. Can the can. If you can. Well, can. In 1971, Suzy hit the road and moved to England, where she teamed up with record producer Mickey Most. In America, Suzy Quatro really wasn't a big deal. She was very successful outside of the United States. However, she did gain popularity in 1977 in the TV sitcom Happy Days, where she played Leather Tuscadero. Glycerine Queen from the self-titled debut disc by Suzy Quatro. Suzy Quatro was one of the earliest female artists to front a rock band with male performers. She's inspired other female artists like Joan Jett, Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's, and K.T. Tunstall, who Suzy collaborated with in 2023 on the album Face to Face. There are a few covers on this album, including a song by one of Suzy's early influencers, Elvis Presley. But the one we're listening to right now, this is a Beatles cover. It's the song I Want to Be Your Man. The first concert Quatro attended was the Beatles in Detroit. She was 14 years old and she walked out of the concert because she couldn't hear the band over all those girls screaming. Suzy Quatro hails from the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan. So we're going to try one of their craft beers. You can't knock a rock of a rockin'. It's what keeps this city alive. So rev my engine. Shine my machine. Drive me, pep baby. Fill me with sergeant. Atwater Brewery has been around since 1997. We'll be trying something from their Detroit Hustles Harder series. It's a white grape double IPA. Now, the grape is a really interesting choice since most IPAs go for the more tropical fruit flavors. Giving it a pour, it's a nice dark amber color. Now, let's give it a sip. It's both malty and hoppy, and you do get the flavor of grapes. Atwater Brewery's Detroit Hustles Harder White Grape Double IPA, coming in at 9.2%. It's paired with Detroit's pioneer female rocker, Suzy Quatro, and her self-titled debut album from 1974. To hear more episodes of Sip and Spin, visit WLVR.org/flightclub.